Now will you notice chapter 28, and I'm reading now, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Now their blessing in the land was determined by their obedience unto God. You notice that here. This great big if. He started out by saying to them here at the beginning, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently." And that's a great big if. This is a conditional part of the covenant that they are going to be blessed only as they obey God. Then you have the blessings given here. "Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Blessed shall be thy basket. Blessed shall be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Now, as you read this here, you say, well, look, there are 12 curses pronounced, but only about 5 blessings. What goes here? Well, I think that you have about 6 blessings, by the way, that are mentioned here, but that's only half of the curses that are mentioned. And you say, what goes here? Well, do you want to pick up the rest of the blessings? When our Lord stood on the mount and gave the so-called Sermon on the Mount, he was standing on the mountain, and how did he begin it? "Blessed is the man." So you have the rest of the Beatitudes there. Our Lord, when he gave those and began that message like that, it made the instructed Israelite listen. He was hearing the blessings that would come to them even after their long checkered history of when they'd even been into captivity at that time already twice. And they were yet to go into captivity, be scattered throughout the earth again at that particular time. Now you have here, he comes back and mentions these curses, and it all rests upon this matter of an if. Verse 15, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Notice again, verse 15, "It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." If. This is the conditional part on which they are to enter the land.